with chocolate treats mixed into dark chocolate ice cream, the Tillamook Chocolate Collection is a chocolate game changer. Because the thing that pairs best with chocolate is more chocolate. Tillamook Chocolate Collection Ice Cream. Extraordinary dairy.
Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one ginger.
Hello.
It's me, Alexis and Jared, once again in your earballs.
That's right.
How are we doing
today?
God,
it's great to be back. July is hot, is it not?
It's piping.
Toasty, bitches.
We're sweating in the studio right now, but...
If you are listening to this in real time, it is July 13th, and we're having a meetup in Chicago today.
So we are in Chicago.
We're in Chicago. Obviously, we're recording this a little bit in advance,
yeah.
But we will be in Chicago at the moment having a meetup with all of you lovely people.
Trying my first deep dish pizza. I've never been to Chicago.
Oh my gosh.
I've never been to Chicago. Like, and I got on Chicago Talk and I was like, their food scene looks incredible.
Oh yeah. They have a massive food scene.
Yeah. We're having ourselves a time tonight.
Are you going to be taking a picture with the bean?
What is the bean?
The bean.
The big bean in Chicago.
Big shiny chrome beam.
It's like a little big mirrored bean.
I don't think so.
I don't think it's
worth
it.
Well, it's right in Grant Park, so you might.
If you want to, I'll go.
I don't.
Skip
but
it.
It's like the touristy thing to do in Chicago.
Skip it.
You asked and maybe.
You have to. And then
okay, I will.
I would skip the bean. I'd also skip the deep dish.
You guys, I lied. Tonight we'll be in New York.
Oh,
New York.
Chicago.
But Chicago is on the 22nd, next Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, at least you can get a real slice of pizza then.
I mean, yeah. Wait, do you not like Chicago pizza?
Fuck no.
Really?
Sorry,
well,
Chicago.
Well, I don't like a deep dish.
I like all pizza. I like bread and dough and cheese and tomato sauce. I could make my own pizza at home and be in bliss. Like, there's no... New York pizza is the best. I mean, as a New Yorker.
Oh, it's the best.
Hands down. But I like them all.
Deep dish pizza, it's more of a bread bowl.
I like that. Like, a soup is my favorite food.
Yeah.
So if it's a pizza soup.
Okay.
Basically tomato soup.
Mm. I don't like tomato soup.
Just make sure you bring your, what is it, Zantac? What's the heart?
I took Zantac this morning.
Yeah.
That's right, bitches. We have heartburn.
Pop some Zantac and go to town.
Dude, never more than lately, man. Mm. Zantac's like...
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Tomatoes in my future? Oh, God.
Okay, but anyways, today we'll be in New York. This 22nd will be in Chicago. So please come meet up with us. Join our Facebook group for all the details, or Instagram or Patreon. We're going to have everything on there for you. Sorry. Things are just a clusterfuck these days.
Yeah, we're a little stressed out.
And then, obviously, we have to talk about Patreon. If you're not joining us on Patreon, there's so much bonus content happening over there for you. Bonus episodes every single week. Full true crime case. I mean, the episodes are at least...
And they're really good.
They're really good.
Yeah, and I'm learning new things every day, like researching them and making them best I can. And we really are trying to put out, like, an equally compelling... It's obviously a different format because... We don't have the same interview component because we save those for our traditional episodes.
Yeah.
Because that's important and those should be on the free feed. But we're putting together some really compelling cases for our Patreon.
It's full blown. Patreon's like a part-time job in itself. We have like full out episodes.
I know.
Patreon's a full-time job.
It is.
But we're doing like five full-time
jobs.
But
I love
awesome.
It.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
I mean, we get to kind of do whatever the fuck we want to do over there. It's a little bit more conversational and riffy. And we take submission stories from all of our listeners.
And we go a little more heavy-handed with our opinions.
Yeah.
I'd say I'm a little bit more reserved.
Yeah.
Because we try to take a more journalistic approach in the First Degree regular feed, which we do that in Patreon too, but we throw our own sass in, which we wouldn't normally do.
Yeah. Because you know those one-star reviews are always about our opinions.
Yeah, so we
are they?
Yes.
Oh, my God,
of
course.
I love it. I never read reviews, but
I don't either,
imagine.
But, like, the random times that I do, it's always about, like, a random fucking opinion that one of us have had, and they're like, never listening again because they said that they don't like strawberries.
They said tasers sometimes kill people. Yeah. I've been getting a lot of emails about that.
Really?
And I'm like, it's a statistic.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that wasn't an opinion.
I read a statistic.
I'm sorry. These are the facts, people.
People don't like facts sometimes.
They don't.
Here's a
what's
fact.
A fact?
Who cares?
That's right. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Who cares? Okay, should we get into the dark day?
Yes.
Today is July 13th. Again, we're going chronologically. So in 1568, Dean of St. Paul's, London, Alexander Noble, I don't know what any of that means.
Oh, I know him, yeah. Good guy.
Perfects the way to bottle beer.
Well, this is an important man.
As I said, this is an important man.
I actually meant to kind of go through and research that, but I forgot. Because I don't know what that means.
A little yeasty for me.
Mm.
I wonder what beer was like back in the day.
Probably hoppy. Gross.
Probably
gross.
No, it was probably dope. It's probably like the fermentation process was probably like unregulated and shit was just wild. Probably got some.
Do you think it tasted more like kombucha than beer?
No.
No.
Maybe.
I think it tasted like bread.
Yeah.
It tasted like thick Guinness, but more bready.
I'm kind of thinking like, you know, the smell of the hops, like when you drive by like a beer.
Like bread.
It smells like shit.
I'm like sourdough.
Yeah.
Like a super
like a
yeasty,
sourdough starter.
Like a sourdough glass of water.
I love it. I love it. Sounds, oh, my God. I love
I'm
it.
I'm not a beer gal. It makes me feel full if I have one. And I'm like, I'm here for the drinking. And yeah. I can't keep up with beer.
Until you go to London and you're like, that's now all I wanted to drink in London. Because I'm not a beer gal either. But I'm like, there's nothing like a pint in a pub.
Sometimes, you know, or a Corona. I drank like a few Coronas in Mexico.
That's where
and
I'm
I was
at.
Like,
a cold crispy boy. Like something cold, on a nice warm day. Like a. Ooh.
But it's not an all day beverage.
No.
A Corona, like a light beer to me can
Coronita?
Be. Yeah, Coronita.
Unless you're supplementing with like tequila shots.
You know, the Coronita.
That's the only way I can do it.
Another shout out to May, Jack's mom. The Coronita is a great beer because the whole thing stays cold. You drink it fast enough where it's like you don't have a warm end of the beer.
Mm-hmm. And that's small the bottle. Only amount of beer I want.
Yeah.
I want a half of beer for it to be ice cold the whole time.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. 1970.
How do we figure that out?
1977. I didn't know about this. A massive power outage known as the New York City blackout of 1977 occurs in the city, leading to widespread looting and arson. The blackout lasted for 25 hours and resulted in more than 1,600 stores being damaged or destroyed. That was a dark
day. Sounds mean.
We really need like electricity and the internet. Like
it's scary.
You ever think about
they
like what happens?
They didn't have the internet back then. And
I know,
they were
but
still pissed.
I'm just saying. You ever think about like if we've added that in now? You ever think about what happens if that shit just goes away for a bit?
That would be really scary.
Pretty
actually,
spooky. So,
In 2007. Now, this is something I'm personally interested in. Environmental activist Lori Leonard divorces Larry David due to irreconcilable differences. After 14 years of marriage,
wow.
I'm like, what kind of irreconcilable differences would you have with Larry David?
He doesn't look like the easiest person to be married.
Are you serious? He is like the poster child for being a curmudgeon.
I know.
Like,
what do you
even
mean?
Even Cheryl on the show, like she was a saint and he blew it because he was just so neurotic and controlling about everything. Mm. And he would blow up his life daily just to prove a point.
Yeah.
You know,
to like a stranger. Yeah.
Yeah. Be like, this man think, you know, whatever hang up he gets.
Larry David holds the world record for most hills died on.
Yes,
yeah. He'll
true.
Die on any hill for any reason at any expense.
Just to die on the hill. Like,
he'll give up any
it.
Personal relationship. Like, he'll forfeit his marriage, his children, anything to be right.
He has many corpses on many hills.
God, it's so true.
Yeah.
That must
I
be it.
I respect it because I really wish I think I have too much like empathy at the end of the day, but like I really wish I could.
Are you an empath?
No, definitely not. But I feel him on that where it's like there's so many things where I feel like I feel so strongly about, but
yeah,
he sees
sometimes
it through.
I have to be like Jared. No,
see, I die on no hills. I mean,
me neither.
Exact opposite. I saw some quote the other day. It was like strong people forgive, petty people like, and it's like. The smartest people fucking ignore. Like, you know, so it's like ignore, don't play in the gutter with rats, you know?
I love it.
That's just
stay on higher ground.
It. Yeah.
It's where my apathy comes into play. I'm like, there's no hill that really
is
that
worth
I
dying on.
Even walk up to die on it, you know? It's
for real.
I'm
no,
too lazy.
I kind of fall into
emotionally,
that as well.
Like, I don't give a fuck.
I want to charge in and be like, you know, and I want to die on the hill, but I don't.
But there are sometimes that I'm like, Jared, you need to choose the hill. This is not the hill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is not
There's very few hills that I even care to.
No, because nothing fucking matters. Because nothing is real.
No, if like the one time it's different is if like it's a creative project. Like I can imagine in your, you know, writing music and stuff. Like
it's
you'll die
what
on
Jack's
certain
probably
hills.
Talking about.
No, but some of these the hills that I'm like, this is not the creative
Sorry.
Hill. This is not it.
Go ahead, Lex. Sorry.
But like Jack, like I know, like when we're doing there's certain hills that you'll die on.
Yeah.
In this small bubble of life.
Yeah.
It would never go out to like anything bigger than just a conversation where we're debating what's right to do.
But also like dying on that hill is not, there's not that much at stake. You know what I mean? Like with the Larry David of it all, it's like every hill that he's died on will blow up his
whole life. Destroy a friendship.
Yeah.
Cost him money.
Yeah.
Like he does not care.
No. Yeah. But like any of these hills that we're dying on, it's like, oh, I just am going to really push my opinion because I think it's correct. Yes. And then if, you know what, if you push back, that's okay.
That's okay.
I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know?
Because, you know, none of this matters.
Nothing matters. Okay.
And then you die.
And then you die. So 2008, the final installment of Harry Potter comes out. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, 2008.
Wow. There was also the financial crash in 2008.
I know, but on July 13th?
Sorry. No.
I'm not talking about the year. But thank you so much.
That's not how this works, but I do.
Sorry. There was also the writer's strike, the last one we had.
A lot of things did happen in 2008, I think.
It turns out things do happen.
Yeah, things happen in a year, I think.
Weird.
And on July 13th, 2013, the music video for Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke comes out, which we all know is very controversial.
Controversial.
And
that's where Emily Ratajkowski got her...
And launched Emrata's career.
And,
you know?
A beautiful woman.
It sure did.
It's also National French Friday, which is...
Perfect day.
You know that I love.
Yeah.
But I did find a little bit of a deep dive for today that I thought was kind of interesting.
I'm going to interrupt you. I just want to say one thing about French fries.
What?
Shake Shack's crinkle cut fries in the air fryer.
So good.
Oh, you can recook them?
I think it's better than the McDonald's.
No.
We did it last night.
I like McDonald's, but crinkle cut is just not as good as a McDonald's fry.
I know it's not.
No matter what?
No.
The reason why McDonald's fries are better is because there's more surface area to middle of squishy potatoes, so it's saltier and crunchier than a crinkle fry.
My hill real quick, 5 seconds aside.
No.
I'm just saying Shake Shack fries in the air fryer, it's crazy.
The ratio you just talked about, I just had to do that algebra meme in my head.
Yeah.
Like surface area minus squishy potato minus length of fry and then diameter of girth.
Yeah.
But it makes sense though. It's true.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because there's more crunch.
I am a ride or die McDonald's gal, obviously.
Me too. But I'm just saying the
we'll
crinkle,
die on this hill.
The crinkle cut.
The hill's wrong. That's not true. I know it's subjective, but it's objectively
not
true.
Let's move on. Sorry. I just wanted to say
it. Okay. Go to McDonald's right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So on July 13th, 1923, the Hollywood sign is officially dedicated in the hills above Hollywood in Los Angeles. We can kind of see it, I think, probably from our window.
We can see it from Gower. It's where, if you Google the best places to see the Hollywood sign, they tell you to come to Gower.
Oh, really?
It's crazy. It's literally right at the end of the street.
It's right there.
Yeah.
So it said the sign was originally erected as a temporary advertisement for a real estate development called Hollywood Land. So I think a lot of people probably know that it used to say Hollywood Land, and they took out land later that I'm going to say.
They were like, guys, this is a bit redundant.
But way later. Like I was reading because I was going to try to write a stanza about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, I'm learning something.
Yeah. So it said, it consisted of 13 letters, each measuring 30 feet wide and 50 feet tall. It's fucking huge. Obviously, you can see it from a very long distance. And it was intended to promote the upscale housing development and capitalize on the booming film industry of the area.
God, I wish we could have bought back then for a lot of land for $1,000.
Well, my parents,
in the hills.
My parents were talking about, there's a new documentary about Laurel Canyon.
No way.
And all of like, obviously the artists and musicians that lived up there in the 70s. And they all lived up there because it was so fucking cheap.
Ugh.
So
trying to get a place there now, folks.
Nice. So anyways, it said over time, the sign deteriorated due to neglect and water damage. And in the 1940s, so like 18 years later, 20 years later, the land portion was removed and the sign became simply known as the Hollywood sign. So it was declared a historic cultural monument in 1973, and you know, it just symbolizes all, you're gonna become a star.
It's
one
my
day.
Running joke every time we drive into town. I'm like,
we made it,
Jack. I'm gonna make something of myself today.
Look at the Hollywood sign up there with all the hopes and dreams.
Anything
the
is
land
possible,
of the stars.
Jacqueline.
Yeah.
It's
you want to be a star,
and then you drive through Hollywood, and it's
I always
something else.
I like when you drive through Hollywood, which I mean, I still live over here. You always see someone walking with a suitcase. And I'm not talking about a unhoused person. I'm talking like someone waiting for their shuttle to the airport.
Yeah.
And I always narrate their thoughts. I'm like, I got it. I didn't get that audition. I'm going back to Kansas.
Hollywood ate me alive.
Yeah, I'm going to have to tell my mom that I couldn't be an actress. And I know that's not what happened. They're visiting. But I always, like, it's just such a cliche. It's just ingrained in, like, place.
It is. It says, I mean, what ChatGPT told me about this, it says it represents the dreams, aspirations, and history of Hollywood and continues to captivate visitors around the world.
It's so funny because
synonymous with the glamour and allure of the film industry. It's like, it's so funny because I think with like the internet now, it's like we all know it's a facade and smoke and mirrors, and it's like all the casting couches of it all, and it's shit. It's like,
ask anybody out here. There's a pit or like a certain level of jade that everybody has where it's like, you know, it's possible, but it's also like
it's a
dirty hellhole grind, you know?
It's really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really hard. To, like, starting from scratch, if you don't have like a family connection, it's really fucking hard.
No, it's impossible.
To become very successful. No, a lot of people can become working actors. Like, it's just hard to be like
to make
that,
it
that quintessential, like, look at my Hollywood Hell's Mansion. It's just like,
oh, and then you realize and you find out everybody is a fucking Nepo baby. You're like, oh, okay, so nobody.
No one made it on their own. Yeah. You know, it's very hard.
Anyways.
A little reality for you on this lovely Thursday.
We got to get out of here. Yeah. I need to get out of LA. Okay, Jared, ChatGPT, July 13th.
Wow, Jared, I can't wait for this dramatic reading.
Let's hear it.
July 13th. A date draped in shadowed allure. Thrives on scandal and sassy rebellion. As the sun warily transverses.
Do it in a sassy manner. So then they just throw the word sassy.
Sassy rebellion.
Sassy rebellion. I'm like, ooh.
Ooh.
As the sun warily traverses the sky, whispers of treachery and deceit seep through the streets. And the world dons a masquerade mask. Redundant, concealing its true intentions.
Wow.
In the realm of pop culture, this enigmatic day births provocative creations where controversial music videos push boundaries. What the fuck? And
Blurred
the silver lines. Screen embraces twisted heroes. Beware its mischievous charm, for July 13th blurs the line.
Blurred lines.
Between light and darkness.
Yes.
Beckoning you to indulge in its wicked secrets, where liberation. Liberation in all of these.
This is an incredible technology. Keep going.
Where liberation resides within the shadows.
See? I like that Chachi. I give them a few things to include, and then they really incorporate
it. I love that
it
worked like blurred lines in there. You're probably like,
I feel strangely attached to July 13th.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Isn't I'm trying to romanticize all these days for you.
Yeah, thank you.
It feels like my day.
It's like, your day.
It feels like all your days when you read it.
Yeah. That was great.
Like, I'm jealous I didn't get to read that aloud, because that feels like it would pump me up.
Let's let Lex take the next one.
Okay.
I'd love to hear her.
I don't want to take it from you.
No,
Jared, this is your thing.
I don't need to have a thing.
I'll do it once. Okay. And then we'll switch once.
Okay.
Okay.
And you can do the worsty. We'll switch.
Okay. I love that. We're
trying something, guys.
We'll switch chairs.
Oh, no.
Dress like each other. It'll be a whole thing. You know I like to get carried away.
We should do one.
You can put your extensions in Jared's hair.
We should swap.
He doesn't need
it. I want a red wig.
We should do Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
I love that.
All right.
Okay. Well, when we come back, we've got some bitching to do.
Please rise. Court is now in session.
All rise.
Call the first witness.
How do you plead, guilty or not guilty?
Okay, welcome to another On the Stand. Every week, person, place, thing, we bring to the stand. We love it, we hate it, we talk about it. We vote if it's guilty or not guilty. You vote if it's guilty or not guilty on Instagram. Make sure you're following us on Instagram. And we usually have a listener on the stand. Do we have one today?
Of course.
Should we start with that one?
Yes.
Yeah, but before we do, we'd like to remind everybody out there, if you would like to leave your On the Stand, the phone number is 818-446-6889.
Were you reading that?
No.
By heart?
No.
I can't believe you actually know that by heart now. I still don't.
You know where it is? It's not in here. It's in here.
Oh my God, Jared.
It's in here.
That's also our worsty-firsty number. That's our any number.
How is there room for anything in there when you are with Jacqueline?
Doctors say I have an enlarged heart.
Oh,
I don't know how long I'm going to live.
In a nice big brain.
818-446-6889.
Did you miss where you said I don't know how long I have to live?
Oh, I heard it.
Well, all right, let's go.
Is the clock ticking?
I just can't run for long. Okay,
what?
Go ahead.
All right, off we go.
Hey, guys. I'm on a walk, so sorry if it's windy. Anyway, I have been on the stand. I am prosecuting the out of this one. It drives me nuts, but it's people who, like, post a Facebook thing or a video on Instagram, and they start the sentence with, I don't know who needs to hear this. Shut up. I don't know who needs to hear this. Like, who gave you the right to give everyone a PSA? Like, I don't know. Mind your own business. I don't know who needs to hear this. Well, I'll tell you, you need to hear. Just shut up and stop saying, I don't know who needs to hear this, because it's annoying to everyone. It's so guilty. I think I'm prosecuting it. Am I the only one annoyed by this? Let me know what you guys think. Hate, love you. Bye.
And you're the social media queen. Why don't you take it away?
Yeah. You know, I've done this.
Really?
And I don't know why. It's like one of those hooks, because I don't know what it is.
Have you done it?
I was today years old when I found out.
That one doesn't bother me, because usually I learn something I didn't know.
Yeah, because they all are like things. I'm crazy, like, things. That, like, it's like when the bird of paradise is really the other way around.
Yeah, I thought it was the wacky bird.
I'm still not okay.
I thought it was like a big bird, sort of like wacky. Like,
put some googly eyes on it. You got big bird right there.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's the other way around. It's like a beautiful bird flying through the air, and that's his tail.
We don't want
the
that.
Yeah, so I was today years old when I learned about that. But yeah, I don't know who needs to hear this. It's just one of those hooks on TikTok that, like, it gets people in, because it's like, do I need to hear this? Somebody needs to hear it.
But it's a little condescending. And also, who cares what you think? Like, you know,
yeah.
Like, I don't know who needs to hear this, but I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah.
It depends on what the message is coming after. Mm. If it's a message that you're going to talk shit on something that somebody's doing, yeah.
But if you're like, I don't need to hear this, but you're beautiful inside and out, I'll take that.
Oh, see, that's so condescending.
You're beautiful?
But I don't know who needs to hear this. Is basically like, if you hate yourself.
Yeah, I think everyone does, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah,
we do. Hey, I don't know who needs to hear this, though. Just leave it out. Just say the thing. And then whoever needs to hear it is listening.
You need a lead-in. I get it. I think it's stupid, too, but I've done it. So I can't call it guilty.
Want to know something?
Want it?
That's a good one.
Hey, want to know something?
And then you just do it. I really like? Have you seen the guy who does this? This draws me in every time, and I hate it because I know that it's working, but I want to resist.
What?
He goes, have you heard about this thing that blah, 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 blah? And he goes, come here.
Ew.
And when he goes, come here, he zooms
in.
And the camera gets closer to him.
Smart.
And I'm like, fuck. And I feel like I'm like getting pulled
sexual?
In with it. No. He's like, doing like
we
life
should do
hacks.
A sexual one and see if it gets
come here.
Yeah, he goes.
It would be smart.
He does it so off the cuff. He's like, he starts the thing. He's like, hey, have you ever thought about blah blah blah? He goes, come closer. And as he does it, the thing comes closer. And
yeah,
it's
see
like,
that catches you.
That
honestly,
is
I'm
way
gonna
better.
Try this. I need it. I'm looking for my TikTok hook.
Yeah,
come here.
Yeah, yeah. And then I'm gonna be like right here, just my eyeball.
You're like not that close.
Yeah. I like that.
It's
you always
good.
Get it wrong. You're like way
it,
too
like,
close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's honestly
then it like falls off the
table. We shouldn't tell people about this because this is good.
We might do
we're
it.
Work sherping.
We're going to work sherping.
Patent pending.
Yeah.
We're work sherping. Yeah, I'll say it's guilty because it's kind of like it's cringy, but like I've done
and
it.
And
so
it's played
really
out.
It's
we're done
it
with
is
this.
It's played out.
Yeah, but I'm also fine with cringe. We've talked about this.
You
got to
be
your
cringe.
You got to be like so delusionally confident and cringy, and that's how you make money.
That's
right.
The only way. The
you
people that lack that
gumption.
Self-awareness gene, they go so far.
So no, much further than most people.
Yeah.
Because they're not scared to do the things that are going to pull people in, like saying, I don't know who needs to hear this.
And like letting the finger hit you and then pull the camera into hitting you in the face.
We're doing this. I like
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
I love it so much.
Me too.
All right. I guess we'll say guilty.
Guilty, in your
I can
context.
Go ahead, Jared.
Okay. Mine is, and this happened on the way over here, is listening to a podcast of any sort while you're driving and having Google Maps dictating your direction.
You can turn that off.
What?
No, but then you need to figure out where you're going.
You don't watch the map.
I don't want to be looking at my phone.
My car is from 2012.
I know, but you don't like watch it on your phone?
No, so we don't have like a visual
we don't
aid
have an Apple
in
car.
The Jeep. The Jeep is like,
I know,
what
about the phone?
I can't be looking at my phone while I'm driving.
You don't have put it like in a,
I don't
in
have
a cup
one of those
holder?
Things. I'm living in the past.
No good options for that. We have old vehicles.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah. We're practical, me and Jacqueline. So,
she shrugs like, okay.
Speak for yourself.
I'm practical.
I just love my Jeep. It
Jeeps
never dies.
Jeeps are just awesome.
They just last forever.
Anyways.
I get a new car. Cars are so expensive right now.
Having the audio cues from the map. I love the audio cues because they're like, stay in the second lane from right. And then I know exactly where I need to be. The problem is today we're listening to a true crime podcast.
Scamanda. Have
Scamanda.
You heard it? It's so good.
So good.
I'll start it. I'm out of stuff.
It's really, really good.
And I'm so invested in the story, but every like four sentences, it's like, you know, in 3/4 of a mile. Well, so it kept pulling me out of it. And then I got really upset because then Jack is like, it's playing off Jack's phone and she like opens TikTok and now there's fucking TikTok audio and all this shit's going on. That's besides the point.
It's like, but I didn't know what I was going to wear today. So I went, and then it goes back to Scamanda and then goes back to the maps. And Jared is like literally going to drive off a cliff.
I get so overwhelmed by too many sources of like audio information. Yeah. And so like,
he gets overwhelmed.
I'm either like, maybe I print out like MapQuest and then I can listen to a podcast. Maybe that's
the
answer. So
looking at a paper is better than looking at your own phone?
It's not. I'm just saying there's no good option here because you want to be immersed.
He had a sensory overload of audio.
I did. It hit me hard. And I'm
then,
putting
so he, and then he starts driving very offensively.
I also can't listen to two things at once.
I can't do it.
I get very agitated.
I cannot do it. Like, I can't go back and forth. It sucks. I'm putting it on the stand. I think it's either one or the other. Either know your way to get there and listen to a podcast or put on some music and then have some direction.
I didn't even think this was a thing. I didn't think twice about it when I put it on.
Really?
I'm sorry.
It's not. I'm not. Nobody's blaming. I told you to put it on.
That's
I'm just
true.
Saying, it's hard
Why
to go back
Why are you yelling
and forth.
At Jack?
Why are you mad at me? Are you mad at me?
The gaslighting. Ouch.
Just kidding.
I'm sorry.
Why are you being so mean to Jack?
I do love you.
It is really, really
mean. I did on the way over, though. It got too much, and I... You know how if you push your volume button
in, he did do that.
It turns it off?
Such drama.
I was like, no
you
more!
You have, like, an emotional hemorrhage.
Yeah.
And the best part about it, he goes, and I go, and I put it back on.
It's like, it's too much. Turn it off. And then she like immediately hit the button and turned it back on.
I was like, you can't dictate what's going on.
Yeah. Dying.
Back
so,
on.
So anyways,
back.
Podcast plus map directions.
Yeah, I get,
I'm saying
I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah. Can't do it.
It doesn't.
She can't empathize, but she kind of can do the math to
sympathize.
See how.
Yeah, she's got like a chaos brain though. She can
no,
handle
but
it.
She can do
well,
that.
Well, I can multitask.
She can
like
be like
bitch.
In the middle of like, I think we were like on the boat or like something crazy and you can do like a crazy TikTok that
it's
like
insane.
And I'm like, how are you doing that while we're all socializing and drinking and having fun?
Yes.
I would need to sit and focus really
me
hard
too.
In the silence.
I know, me too. I'm like, I'm gonna go in the other room and then call my mom because I have to like think
I know.
About
no, Jared can't even walk. Well, you can walk and talk barely,
but
he can't walk and look at his phone.
No
that's
way.
Something he's mind blown.
It's nauseating.
It's no he gets mind blown when we're going on a walk and I like look up at, I'm texting on my phone or I look up a text. He's like, oh, you can do that?
I can do that. Walking?
He
Come
can barely
walking
walk.
And texting?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
I can do that.
Full of typos, incoherent, like wrong, sent it to the wrong person.
Mine are fine. And that's saying a lot. If I can do it and you can't.
I
yeah,
cannot.
That's the embarrassment.
I'm sorry.
High.
I don't know if it's like my
You're
stupid
just a very,
man brain.
No,
I don't
you just
know,
have
but,
a single track brain.
Yeah, I'm like a
kid. It's a man. I mean, men can't multitask. It's widely known.
I just have to stop and do the thing.
It's
and then
insane.
Move on.
Yeah, I'm like, how do you survive? How? Discussion.
Anyways,
for
guilty.
Anyways,
I'm
guilty.
Saying guilty. Get the maps app. Shut,
guilty,
shut
guilty,
that thing
guilty.
Off.
Okay, right. I'm putting on the stand, and we've seen articles about this over the last few weeks, is the double-decker airplanes. Have you seen this?
I know of them.
Well, it's not a double decker.
No, not
airplane.
A double decker.
I sent it to
you
guys.
Yeah,
you
did. I'm putting it on the stand.
God damn it.
It's the double how do they explain it? The double seats.
It's so it gives you more room, right?
Allegedly. Like, yeah. Allegedly.
It didn't look.
Can we talk
so
about this?
There's two rows. There's an upper and lower
we'll
row.
We'll show a photo.
We'll show a photo on Instagram, but like there's a seat and then like 3 feet higher, there's another seat. So your head is basically where somebody's butt is.
And let's be
but
real.
But if you're high up, you're in a great position.
There is a power dynamic here. And it is
top or bottom.
All
you know?
Favoring the person who sits higher up. And I'll tell you exactly why.
If you
why.
Spill a drink, like anything could happen.
If you fart,
if you
it's
fart,
going right down.
The person's
do that
right
on a
behind
plane?
You. Oh my
Are
God.
Are you kidding me?
Are you serious?
Everybody's farting on the plane.
Literally, like, I'm pretty sure there's a thing where, like, when they open the door, this could be a myth.
What?
But
this
apparently,
is a myth. I don't even know what you're going to say.
Apparently, whoever
myth.
Opens the door on the outside in the jetway after a flight, they get like blasted with like
gas,
rancid air.
No.
Apparently.
Because everybody's just so used to the smell on the inside.
Yeah. So anyway, sorry. This is off topic.
Oh my God.
This is why
I'm never flying again.
I have to immediately shower ever when I fly.
But if you see this picture that they're proposing, I'll try to post it on this thing.
The
but,
one that I sent to everybody.
Yeah. You did. Good job. Apparently... The way it works is you have, so it's like two regular airplane seats. However, one of them is like staggered and a little bit forward and about 4 feet off the ground in front of the seat behind it. So you can kind of stagger them like jigsaw style.
You probably have to take a little step. They do this on trains.
Do they?
But it's different.
No, but it's like a double-decker train. Yeah. It's a whole new...
The problem is if you're the person underneath and behind, that seat is right in your face.
Yeah.
Like there's no... like, and then for the person who's up high, there's nothing in front of them. They have a bunch of open room in front
of them.
So there is a very claustrophobic element.
Yeah, the person below gets fucked. Like, I don't... And those seats didn't look like they reclined.
At least, no, they look like they do recline.
They do, but that's a problem
point.
Too, because if you're up top and you're eating like your Doritos... All those crumbs are falling right down on top of the person's head.
I can get past almost all of this. None of this.
Really?
Flying sucks.
Yeah.
There's no way around it. I like to travel. I'm never having fun on the plane.
No.
We will have fun on our flight to Vegas.
Yes.
Because it'll be 30 minutes and we can drink the whole time.
Exactly.
But like, flights suck. You have to kind of put yourself in a happy place and just get there.
I mean, but they're trying to make it better, and I just don't know if it's going to be better.
I'm sorry. I can't sit in my seat knowing that the person in front of me paid the same amount, probably, and is sitting 4 feet higher than I am.
I bet the top seats are more expensive.
And I bet you also, you have to get them in advance. Like, you have to book earlier.
Let's be real. They're never going to do this. It almost feels like an April Fool's thing.
I don't think someone will try it. They got to do something. It's pretty miserable. The flights are getting worse.
No, I mean, I am truly appalled every time I go on a flight.
It gets worse and worse. The service is bad. The seats get more uncomfortable. They're packing them in.
Like people,
all
are
the pilots
people
are retiring.
People are disgusting in general.
Sick.
And like you never realize that more than when you're sitting with like 200 of them in close proximity.
Gross.
It sucks. So I don't like the idea of putting it even closer together. So this to me is extremely guilty.
It's not going
to
work. But like I think person who invented it was like a college student. So I love that they're like really taking it seriously. And like,
hey, A plus on your project, buddy. But he hasn't been on enough flights, or she, or they. They haven't been on enough flights to know. If you're in college, fly for another 10, 15 years and tell me how you feel about this.
If you're in college and you designed this, I say there's still plenty of time to choose a different profession. Like, you could go into something else. Like, it's not too late. Don't do this as your job.
It's very innovative and it's very creative. It's just like, go on, like, 500 more flights. Yeah. Like, think about how many flights we've all been on. And it's like,
that's not great.
Then you'll be like, I think it's innovative. I think it's creative. I encourage, make it better, someone, but I'm not sure that's the answer.
No, I say take a break, find yourself, do something spiritual.
Oh my God.
Come back into a different profession and don't make people fly like this.
Jesus. All right. Well, guilty.
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 Lex?
I'm putting something interesting on the sand. I hope I haven't done this before. Crows?
We have done crows.
Okay. Yeah. What I'm doing instead then, wait, how in deep did I get with the crows? Matt's friendship?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what I'm doing then, what I'm putting on the stand is my backup, which is like, you know, when you're having a nice time at a dinner at a restaurant and it's sort of like a cool vibe and there's like a table next to you that overhears something and like chimes in.
Ooh, yeah.
I had a very bad experience with this in Mexico.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I want to hear.
My dad and I were talking about living in LA.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the corruption and possible corruption in the sheriff's department, police department, who cares? And I kept being like, none of us really knows what goes on behind closed doors. So I don't, who fucking cares and who knows?
That's pretty much
again,
my motto.
The apathy is,
I'm like, cool, they're indicted. But like, I just truly believe you really don't know anything unless you experience it firsthand.
Yeah.
Yep.
And this guy at a table goes, you live in LA? And I was like, oh, no. And we were like, yes. And he's like, where? And I'm like, Hollywood. He's like,
ew.
And he's like, I'm from South Central. I'm like, okay. And he kept like going when we kept going like this. And eventually I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Can you stop talking to me? Because he's like, well, I'll tell you about Rampart. I'll tell you about this. I'm like, what are you talking about? That happened 40 years ago.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, why did you talk to me?
Yeah.
I was enjoying my vacation.
Yeah.
So I just think, restaurants, if you're at a table, that's like a private room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're putting dinner table intruders on the stand right now.
Yeah.
Dinner table intruders of any kind.
And no intruders.
I also don't want to be handed a promotional card for your bar up the street.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Like, especially these dinners were like expensive and nice. Like my dad treated us. I was like, it felt like super violating and like I was so relaxed and this man meddled with my peace.
Yes.
But it could have even been a positive thing and it would have been a distraction from like we were getting really deep and having an intimate conversation. Like my Matt and dad were bonding.
My Matt and my dad.
My Matt.
But it's like, it's just, I think it's rude.
It's so rude.
Here's the thing. Yeah. Like, well, because as someone with like mild ADD, like when we're out and about, I get really overwhelmed by like other things happening around us in the restaurant. And all I want to do is focus on the conversation I'm having, especially if it's like just her and I were on a date. It really sucks when there's other things happening that like take my focus.
Yeah.
And I allow a lot of things to do that. It could be something super minor, or it could be somebody who's like actively like trying to talk and stuff, which is cool. Like whatever, we're nice, but
I only want to engage with a waitress or waiter or a server.
It's
you know?
All good. But the, first off, if there's eavesdropping,
dislike.
And that's how it starts.
Listen,
it's like
I love to eavesdrop, but I never insert
myself.
But I don't
act on it.
No.
No. You know? I love to listen to what people are talking about, but never, ever would I say something.
Right. And then it ended with a threat.
You had an intruder.
You're
you had
in
an
Mexico
intruder.
Now. I'm like, you have red hair.
Yeah. Maybe this was
What's
me.
It wasn't you.
It could have been like a cousin.
But it was bizarre.
Yeah, no, I think that that's so, so guilty.
And they weren't even sitting close to us. So like they heard me say LA and he's like, I'm going to let them know I'm from LA.
Also,
and I'm going to pick a fight.
It's so funny because it's like you would think that he'd be hitting on you, but you're so obviously with your like partner and your dad.
He was with a woman and she was like this. I got to say, I'm like, this is something he does a lot. She was mortified.
Just like a casual turf war.
She was literally like this.
Yeah.
And what the fuck?
I was like, you poor thing. Yeah. You know, like, get out.
Yeah.
This man.
Get out before it's too
no
late.
No eavesdropping, no table intrusions
and
at
no
dinner.
No threats.
No threats. I mean,
no
come
threats.
On, people.
All right. Well, that's
guilty.
My God. All right. Well, when we come back, we're trying something new.
Tillamook Chocolate Collection ice cream is a total chocolate game changer. We start with unbelievably creamy dark chocolate ice cream. Then we add different chocolate treats, like chocolate cookies, chocolate cake, or chocolate brownies, to make four decadent chocolate flavors. Because sometimes the thing that pairs best with chocolate is more chocolate. Tillamook Chocolate Collection ice cream. Extraordinary dairy.
Okay, so it comes as no surprise that I have absolutely no idea how to cook. I don't want to learn how to cook. It's not really my thing. But when I tried Factor Meals, it was a freaking game changer. So Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Yeah, 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. So the first time I tried Factor Meals, I was actually blown away because I'm like, that's it. That's all it is. 2 minutes. And the meals are so delicious. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every single week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. And you can treat yourself to restaurant quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon. Ooh, fancy. Shrimp and blackened salmon. Like I said, they're so easy to prepare. I love them. So head to factormeals.com/degree50 and use code degree50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code degree50 at factormeals.com/degree50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
It's almost summer, and the best and most sustainable way to shop for a new season is on therealreal.com. The RealReal is the largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. It's the only place you'll find brands like Hermes, Cartier, Prada, Dior, Staud, Zimmermann, Jacquemus, and more for up to 90% off retail. 10,000 plus new arrivals land every single day from hundreds of brands you love, all authenticated by a team of in-house experts. Whether it's that perfect wedding guest look, a new summer sandal, an updated beach tote, resort wear for your summer vacation, you're bound to find exactly what you're looking for, plus deals you won't get anywhere else on TheRealReal.com. Visit TheRealReal.com and use code FIRST at checkout for 20% off. Terms apply.
True crime.
Yeah, it's rewind time.
Okay, so we have a very exciting True Crime Rewind. It has nothing to do with true crime. It has everything to do with our lives.
Okay.
Sometimes we don't get to do like a recap of fun shit that we did, but
we really don't.
And this one is so important that we changed our clothes.
This is so important that we've changed our clothes.
Yeah, we're like, we should look even better for this segment.
That's agreed. Right. So obviously, if anybody follows us on social media, Jared and I recently had our bachelorette party and got legally married in Santa Barbara, and Alexis was there for both of them.
Yeah, just here for a good time. True.
She's always
here to celebrate the loves.
So I thought we could do like a little recap, talk about the LOLs that have happened, and just like give our lovely listeners like a little insight.
Really fun. I'm super sad it's over.
Me too.
It's not over. We still have our wedding.
I know, but the bachelorette party, I like could do that one more time.
It was so fun. I need to now, we're going to start with Alexis's gifts.
Ooh.
Because
do we have any of them?
I don't know if we have any here.
I don't know if they've made it here yet. They're in a holding pattern, I think, back home. But.
So gift number one that Alexis and Matt surprised us with were massive 4-foot cutouts of our faces.
I'm sure we could cut to a photo if
we wanted. I could probably throw a photo up.
Yeah,
we'll
throw
a photo. Giant heads, and there were what, like 6 of them?
Yeah, there were 6.
There were 6 of these.
There were supposed to be 6. Well, there were 6, Jack but one, there was one fiasco head that didn't make it out of the hotel room.
There was one head
that I actually left in the hotel room behind that couch.
Oh, I hope somebody took it home.
The way that it was shot, the way Jack's face looked on that one, it made it look like he had a mustache.
It wasn't my face.
It was a shadow.
It didn't look like that in the picture. It just
didn't at all.
Somehow, when it was printing, somebody either hated me or something happened with the printer that it gave me a
my
dark
theory
brown mustache.
Is that they were just lacking the proper color for whatever shadow that was. Yeah. So it like defaulted as black.
Lex. Darker.
Yeah, it defaulted as like a shadow.
Do you want to tell her? Or do you want me to tell her?
No, I shaved my mustache.
She doesn't have a mustache.
I shaved my mustache.
You don't have one even.
I
if you don't
shave but
it.
I shaved the
Jack
hair.
Jack Vanek
on my mustache
confirmed. You heard it here.
No, it did look like a Salvador Dali mustache because it was like very thin.
It was kind of attractive.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't horrible.
It was like I didn't when Jack
it. Did. Alexis was like, I'm so sorry. Like, is this okay? I was like, I don't give a fuck. I was like, bring that
I
one
I told
out.
Matt, I'm like, I'm going to hide this one because I don't want this to like psych her out about the other ones.
Oh my God.
And then I should have known you would have had a
That's
good sense of humor
really good,
about it.
Like awareness that you were like, I'm not going to have this one come out first.
At all.
That's actually,
it just means Jared has 3. You have 2. Jared's more important today.
That's
and
okay.
That would have what
That's
we would have had
friend.
To pretend was
some attention.
No, I told Jack after this, and I could wait to say this till after we talk about all these things, but you guys made it so we have no choice but to step up for both of you guys.
Oh
yeah.
Oh goodness.
Because you guys did so much and it was like
it was
so
sweet.
Like
awesome.
I love you guys.
I know.
Yeah, it was like, so like love like festivities and you guys were my besties. Like what of course.
For sure.
No, so, it's very appreciated. And it's
both.
So cute.
And it was just so great because like I feel like that whole weekend for the bachelorette thing really hinged on the people that were there.
Yeah.
And I feel like it was like things like that that made it so much more over the top and awesome.
Aww,
so
you guys, I'm going to cry. You guys also have such an amazing group of friends. Like it was a really solid group.
It was
like
so much
everybody
fun.
Just brought it
so
and
fun.
Everyone was in good spirits. It was so fun.
God.
Well, we need to talk about your other gift.
Oh yes.
The sashes. Yeah. Do you want to describe them?
Yeah. So basically I made, you know, you can, ding. You can buy one of those cheesy things that say like bride or like groom, like those things that go across. It's like a Miss America sash.
Yeah.
But I customized one and I reinforced it with like, I made it thick and durable. And
you
then
over-engineered that thing.
Yeah.
Alexis handmade these sashes. One said scene queen. No, emo queen. Or
emo
scene
queen.
Emo queen and emo king.
And Jack said emo queen in the bottom. It wasn't overt, but it said the final peen.
It was pretty big.
It was big.
It was small
the
compared
final
to
the final peen. My favorite thing about that. So I brought it home in my suitcase and I was crashing at my parents' house when I came back from
Vegas.
Oh
my God.
And I was talking to my mom and I like opened up my suitcase and it just flopped out of the suitcase and just said the final peen.
And you're like, Mom, don't worry. We haven't had sex yet.
She's like, what's the final peen? I was like,
oh, your mom probably doesn't even know what
I was
peen
like,
means.
You want me to explain peen to you? Like, finish the sentence. Like,
you're like it's,
a kind,
it's like a falva bean.
I honestly can't. That's so fucking funny. Yeah. What does the final peen mean, Jared?
I was like, do some mental math.
She doesn't get it. It's okay.
God, anyways, but those things were so sturdy.
And I made Jared a manly one, and I glued chainmail to the side of it.
It had chainmail on it?
Yeah.
It was heavy, dude. It was like I could have rode into battle.
Wait,
with that.
Jared said Emo King and then Mr. Vanek.
Mr. Vanek.
Yeah, but on the way to the airport, I heard that he doesn't like that. And then
no,
I was like,
that's
yeah,
not true. That's
yeah,
not true.
Do.
I don't
really?
Mind.
It's
yeah.
a spoof and goof.
Okay,
goof.
As long as you don't mind.
Dude.
I literally said to Matt, I was like, did you hear that? He's like, yeah, we can get it off. I'm like, okay.
Oh, no, no, no. I don't know.
No,
that
he
was,
loves it.
That was probably out of context or something.
It was fine.
No, but...
He couldn't have known what I had prepared.
No.
I love the Vanix. What do you mean? I'm not...
The Vanix... The sashes themselves were amazing, and Alexis didn't think that they were sturdy enough, so she, like, put a full piece of, like, cardboard in them. So
yeah.
then they were a little bit too sturdy.
And then I put more fabric on the back so you can't tell the cardboard's in there. But anything else was
but
too
you
flimsy, you couldn't
it.
Have read it. You couldn't have read it.
I felt like mine had, like, plate mail in it. Like, mine
yeah,
was
it,
really
was, like, it was so sturdy that it was just, like, straight across.
Yours,
like,
I had to cut and make two because it was, they're, like, fitted for women.
Yeah.
Like, so Jack's was, I didn't adjust Jack's size. I had to double extend yours.
I had to get the seatbelt extender, is
yeah.
that what you're saying? Oh,
yeah.
oh great.
Yeah,
okay.
I did. But it all worked out.
Well, you know what?
It took me days.
It made,
I know.
But it was a gift for myself.
I know. See, I love an art and craft like
it was
that.
So
that
fun.
I'm like, this is for me too. Well, you gave us them on Friday, but we wore them on Saturday when we did karaoke, and it was just like such a fun little outfit to wear for karaoke.
It was
Dude,
fun.
Karaoke.
Was karaoke. Let's move on. It was so fun.
Dude, we killed it. We went to this place called Camu. It's in the Venetian. Highly recommend for anybody that wants to
We're
go to
going
karaoke
back
in
just
Vegas.
For them.
They have like the private karaoke rooms. You yeah. can have a small one for like five people or like a big one. We had a huge one. Because there was like 25 of us.
It's perfect.
And like, honestly, we sang the hits.
There were four mics.
There were
four
mics.
Wireless mics.
God, it was a perfect and amount of mics.
By
too.
The end of the night, there were. But the best thing about having four mics is you can share mics. So
yes.
then you have eight people up there.
Yes.
Minimum. But there so were fun. Times where we had everybody.
Everybody.
Whole room. YMCA to note.
Well, that song was like.
That
energy change. Everybody
it
was.
It changed
involved.
My whole life as
yeah.
soon as it happened.
Yeah. It was perfect.
Like, well, because I was telling Jack, I was trying to do one for the boys, because right before that, we did a song for the gals. And I was like, what's the song for the boys? And I was like,
Young Men.
Yes. Straight up. Right out of the gate. I'm like,
Young Men.
This one's for the boys.
Yeah.
But apparently, everybody loves the YMCA.
Everybody does.
It was a fucking smash.
Well, even people who are a little bit shy know how to get involved with the YMCA.
It felt like people were going to open the door and like, join us. Like, 100%. That's how crazy
it
was. It
felt
like
it was going to be a flash mob.
I was like, this is for everybody. And
I wish we had costumes.
Oh, God.
I could have slayed as a construction worker.
Hell yeah. Jack thought it was a plumber.
Policeman?
No, I was the plumber. I did YMCA
no
for a talent
plumber.
Show when I was younger, and I was the plumber. I even made
Do
sure.
You have a little pipe or something? Like, what?
I had a plunger.
That's not one of the village people.
Yes, it is. Jared
He's
looked
a
it
construction
up.
Worker.
We literally just worked
Shut
it up. No, he was an electrician,
up.
Which is a plumber. Anyway, I was the plumber. I had a plunger.
I don't think any of them have a plunger.
Yes, they did.
I'm fine with this.
Please.
Plungers are so necessary, especially if all young men are living at these facilities.
Yeah, yeah there's a lot of people. There's a lot of shit going on in those toilets.
Which of the village people are you? Oh, I'm the plumber?
I was the plumber. I even made sure with my mom because I have a lot of false memories from my child. I was like, Mom, because I told Jared, I was like, Jared, I think I was the plumber during the talent show.
But you said to your mom, you're like, which one was I? She goes, you were the plumber.
Yeah, I was right.
But could she even plant that in your brain?
Oh,
no, I remember it. That's actually a memory.
Look, I held that plunger. And I remember
the plunger.
I hope that I'm wrong.
Because when you're a kid, it's like, I don't know. It's one of those things that makes you feel an adult. Like when you have the plunger.
You're like, because you've seen Bill grab a plunger
here
and
like,
there.
I'm like, I'm going to go plunge this toilet.
Yeah. Did anybody order a plumber?
Yeah.
That kind of vibe?
I think that's kind of how my entrance
Dude, I'm in the union.
Dude, like a stripper, but you're a plumber. Is that a thing?
Probably somewhere.
Like for a man stripper who's like.
Yes.
Yeah.
For all the YMCA themed strippers
just,
there are.
The plunger is just so trashy. I love it.
It was so good. And then at the end of the night, there's a video of me and Matt doing karaoke to, I think it was closing. It wasn't closing time.
It was the song you picked that was so depressing. It was
what
like.
What was it? It was like.
Every
rockabye, dude.
Oh, rockabye.
Rockabye.
But the part of chorus is great, but like there's a part where I see Matt and Jack up there being like, and then I was a little girl I was alone on the dance floor.
Yeah,
Rockabye is like, it's like spoken word for the verses.
Yeah.
And so it was me and this is at the end of the night. Everybody's fucked up. We're singing high energy songs. And then me and Matt go on, or maybe it was for Matt and I couldn't stop getting on.
Jared
the mic.
Picked it.
I did. So is it Sean Mullins? I forget.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's spoken word except for the chorus.
Yeah.
Which in my mind at this point, I'm pretty drunk and I'm like, this is going to be hilarious because someone's going to have to just speak these words.
Jack and Matt.
Yeah.
And they're like, and then she called me and she said,
oh
my God.
But the best part of it is the video. It's me and Matt. Me and Matt literally just up there just like talking to the lyrics.
And you're kind of, Matt's squinting up at the screen like, what are these words?
And
it's so funny.
And then it pans over to Jared and he is like headbanging over in the corner. Like, does not go with the song, but he's like.
You guys are just talking and I'm just like rocking out.
But it was your song, Jared.
But Jared, I mean, we have to give you all the props. Jared held karaoke together.
He was the MC that night.
He was the MC. He held the night together.
Not my energy. That's not my normal energy.
But like, that's why it was so good. You did a fantastic job.
It was fun.
Way to go, Jared.
I had a blast. That was probably my favorite part of the whole trip.
It was so fun.
It was so fun.
Good call.
It was
great. Shout out to Camu.
Yeah, Camu.
Karaoke.
Camu was awesome.
If you're in Vegas, go there. Man.
That
was so rad. Anyways.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to hear some bad things you people did next.
Bye. Yeah. Or see ya soon.
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
Hey, naughty friends. It's time to hear how naughty you've been. I can't wait.
Hey, you all. First of all, love killing time. It makes the day interesting when I'm waiting for the kids in line. So the story I have, it wasn't something I expected to happen. I wasn't planning on it, but I was about 12 years ago. I was in the military, stationed at a base there in California. My husband and I were going through a really rough patch. And I found out, of course, he was cheating, and he was lying about it and everything. So during that time, when I found out he was still lying, he had gotten a DUI, and his license was taken away. Well, of course, you're not supposed to drive without a license, and he was still driving on base because he worked on base with us. And I told my chain of command, like, hey, he's not supposed to be driving. And one day they decided, okay, we're going to put a bolo on him, be on the lookout, which I did not know they were going to do. And to this day he says I did, but I swear to God, did not know they were going to do that. So he pulls up to the gate and people, mutual friends that we had, they looked at him, showed him the paper, and were like, sorry, man, but we got to detain you. So he was detained and taken to the squadron. And to this day, I still feel really bad about it. I did not know that they were going to put a bolo out on him. But yeah, they did. And I always tell him, well, maybe you shouldn't have been lying. But I think that's about the worst thing I have ever done. And I mean, 12 years later, we're at a good point. We work things out. And yeah. Have a good one.
So I think there's a teachable moment here. And it's that thing, like, if you're going to forgive someone and you decide you're going to forgive them, you can't do stuff like that, because then your life, not even for him, but like your life is then affected. If you had decided to forgive him, but then you told them about the bolo, because it sounds like you're still together based on the way you were talking.
Yeah.
It's like telling, you know, your dad that your boyfriend cheated on you when you decided to stay together. And it's like,
yeah,
well, how do you then undo that damage? You know, it's either like, I think people have to really decide, like,
think through your decision.
Decide, I'm staying with
them. Yeah, Jared.
I'm staying with them. And that means I have to let it go.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
Not carry any resentment that's going to materialize in like malicious action against them. Like, forgiveness means no strings attached forgiveness.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we see like this happening in relationships a lot.
Yeah.
Like the people that get cheated on or like fucked over or whatever. And it's like that resentment kind of carries.
Well, they hold it over their head forever. And that's not how forgiveness is supposed to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in your case, I get it. Like, fuck him. He was still lying.
Yeah.
And that comes out somewhere. And that's honestly like, it's why he should forgive you for this.
Right.
Because we're emotional beings and that shit is going to come out. Like, what did he expect? You know, it's emotionally taunting to be cheating on a partner, gaslighting them, and then lying about it. and they're going to respond in a way that you might not like.
Right.
And that in a way that is outside their normal personality, which it sounds like it very much was for you.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't feel bad about this. Shit happens. It sounds like you guys worked it out. Marriages, most marriages with an affair work out. And, you know, if you did work out, that's awesome, because life is complicated and messy and layered and no judgment on anything. Don't feel so bad about this, because I'm sure he's fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
He's fine.
He's fine.
You're fine. He's fine. And you know what?
We're all going to be okay. You
honestly, technically upheld the law. And that means, and thank you for your service, that means you're just an honorary military member. And thank you for everything and for calling in with the story, because what a topic.
What a topic. Well, Lex, I think that there's only one thing left for us to do before we...
Honestly, I'm going to skip today's stanza because it was also a chat GPT and we're tight on time. And honestly, not my best work.
Okay. Well, we'll be back maybe next week, maybe the next week for a
forever
stanza.
That's right.
All right. Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.